13, we are up to the fifth Aliyah in Parsha Shemos. In this Aliyah, we find Moshe arguing with God back and forth. God is asking him to lead the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, and Moshe gives a whole bunch of good arguments back, saying why he is not the appropriate person to lead the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. However, there's one argument, and really the final argument, and possibly the most famous argument that Moshe gives, and that is, he said, Kvad Pe Anochi, I am someone with some form of a speech impediment, whether Moshe just wasn't eloquent, whether Moshe was someone who had a speech, some form of speech impediment, as many understand that he does. One way or another, Moshe says, I am incapable of speaking, and therefore how in the world am I supposed to be the one to lead the Jewish people to stand in front of Paro? It doesn't make any sense. God responds in a very strange way. What does God say? God says, Mi sam peh, who gave a mouth to individuals, to a person who can't speak? Basically, God speaks in a very, very vague response, basically saying, I gave you this mouth. What is the response? What is the response? So there's a beautiful, beautiful approach by Rav Nassan of Gironda, otherwise known as the Ran in Drashas Haran. He says as follows. He says, what God is telling Moshe is like this. Imagine, let's fast forward for a moment. Moshe, after he leads the Jewish people out of Egypt, what is he supposed to do? What's the culmination of the mission? He is going to take the Jewish people to stand at Har Sinai and receive the Torah, correct? Okay, excuse me. At Har Sinai, what happens? Moshe is going to turn to the Jewish people and say, hey, do you want to receive the Torah? Do you want to be the Am Kodesh, you know, this incredible nation, Mamlechas Kohanim, V'gai Kadosh, etc.? Are you going to be the ones who take charge and have to suffer and live by abstaining these values, and it's going to be challenging, it's going to be difficult? So what ultimately happens? They say yes. Now imagine for a second, Moshe was incredibly eloquent. Imagine for a second, Moshe was, I don't know, Jonathan Sachs. And imagine Moshe got up there and said, ladies and gentlemen, you know, will you be interested in receiving the Torah? And the Torah has such beautiful values. Okay, my British accent is non-existent. But the point is, imagine it was Rabbi Jonathan Sachs persuading the Jewish people to receive the Torah. But Jonathan Sachs could persuade me to do anything. Anything at all. Anything. Moshe, you know, if he gets up there and says, we should all, I don't know, do something crazy, we would do it because he's so eloquent. God is saying to Moshe, Moshe, you have to be the leader of the Jewish people. You know why? Because if you were eloquent, if you were somebody who didn't have a speech impediment, were able to speak so powerfully and compellingly, what would happen? A month later, 2 months later, 10 years later, the Jewish people are going to say, yeah, we said yes, but did you ever hear Isaac speak? Did you ever hear Moshe the eloquent speak? Of course we said yes. We had no choice. We're so moved. We're so inspired. Of course we did whatever he wanted us to do. And then they'd say, we didn't really accept the Torah. It's not really for us to accept. You know, we didn't, it was a commitment, but it wasn't a real commitment because we were just so swept up by his eloquence, by his speaking. And therefore God says, Moshe, you have a speech impediment deliberately. It's not coincidental. It's not a quirk, an issue, a bug that we have to avoid. It's a feature. We need you to not be so eloquent, because later on, when you go ahead and you tell the Jewish people, are you going to accept the Torah, and it's not eloquent, and they still say yes, that's a real commitment. And therefore, Moshe, you should know that I'm the one who gave you that mouth. And it's not just you, Moshe, should know, but all of us need to know that all of us are born with some form of a handicap, some form of a limitation, and we think, we're always trying to get around, or we're always trying to think, like, what can I do to lean in, so to speak, as they say. The idea is to recognize that those limitations are actually our strengths. God put us into this world with a mission. And the only way we're going to fulfill our mission is with this gift, whatever that gift may be. God is giving us this incredible, whatever we think is a deficit, is actually meant for our unique and exclusive mission that only we could fulfill. For Moshe, it was a speech impediment. For another person, it's, you know, it's this, you know, it's growing up in this type of family. It's being in this type of setting. It's having this limitation, that limitation. All of us have deficits of sorts. Instead of seeing them as something which is holding us back, to recognize and believe that it's part of our unique mission, and therefore figure out how to utilize it, figure out why, instead of seeing it as something negative, it's actually the greatest gift. Have a wonderful day.